Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk Trends. I'm Dawn, Content and Communications Lead of Lang Global Investors. Thank you so much for being with us here today. Joining us on this episode is Lim Yun, our Chief Investment Strategist here at Lang Global Investors. We just published our second quarter 2023 outlook titled A Game of Tug of War. So today, I'm very pleased to have him on the show to discuss what we saw in first quarter this year and what could potentially be in store for us in the year ahead.
Thanks, Dawn. Great to be here.
So indeed, as your quarterly is appropriately titled, central banks on both sides of the Atlantic are battling how to balance inflation and growth, how to bring down sticky inflation by raising interest rates while causing as little economic pain as possible. To add fire to the fuel, in March, market was thrown into further turbulence on the back of the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, which was shortly followed by further troubles in Europe. That said, markets seem to have pretty much struggled it off, with the US equities recovering and finishing the month and quarter higher. So what are our views on the banking failures we have seen, and what do you think are the probabilities of a recession right now in the market?
Yes, we are lucky that financial regulators in the US and Europe have acted swiftly and decisively to prevent further deterioration in confidence. As such, the risk of a systemic banking crisis is low. However, there is still a longer-term impact on the real economy. Funding costs for banks in the developed markets are likely to be higher than before the financial turmoil, which will lead to tighter lending standards at the banks. This would have a delayed impact on investments at businesses and private consumption. As such, we expect economic growth at the developed economies to slow even further. We see higher risk of recession in the US and Europe end of this year and early next year. And as such, we are negative on the developed equities markets.
All right, since we're on this topic, I want to delve deeper. What is the impact on Asia and the Asian financial sector? And what are some of the warning signs you think investors should look out for?
We should look at this issue from two angles. One, whether Asia banks faces the same challenges as the US banks. And two, on the impact on Asia's economic growth. Asia's inflation has been less severe as central banks in Asia did not hike interest rates as much as the US, as the stress on Asia banks are generally less severe. A slower economic growth in the US and Europe would likely weigh on economic growth in Asia, but central banks in the US and Europe would likely turn dovish and loosen if economic growth slows excessively. That would lessen the negative impact of weaker US and European economic growth. We will look out for any signs that financial conditions are affected, which would be reflected in a significant slowdown in corporate and consumer spending. We would also monitor the export numbers for signs of excessive slowdown. We will also look for policy response from the Asian central banks.
Okay, so as we turn more cautious on developed market equities, and as you mentioned, with the central banks in the US and Europe turning more dovish, what are some of the potential implications for investors?
The Federal Reserve and European central banks continued to raise rates by 25 basis points and 50 basis points respectively in March. The Fed's projection for the federal funds rate implied a 25 basis points hike for the rest of 2023 and keeping rates constant for the rest of the year. Central banks are still focused on controlling inflation, and we don't see monetary policy supporting a re-accelerating growth in developed markets.
Okay, thanks very much for that. In the quarterly, we highlighted that China seems to be rather decoupled from the troubles that we are seeing now versus its Western counterparts. And we have been quite positive on China for a while now. With the conclusion of the National People's Congress, I believe it has reinforced our positive view on China. So what are some of the sectors that we are positive in China? And in general, how are we looking at China's growth in the year ahead?
There are early signs of recovery in the Chinese economy, and we expect China's GDP to grow at 5% this year. Recent data suggests that things are starting to turn around in the all-important property and consumption sectors. Property sales by volume in February recovered above pre-COVID levels in 2019, While property completions turned positive year on year in January and February from a contraction in December, February retail sales also saw positive year on year growth as compared to a decline in the fourth quarter 2022 and in January 2023. The recovery in China would be led by a rebound in private demand. Also, regulatory tightening is easing for sectors like internet and property. We'd expect companies benefiting from rebounding domestic demand and policy tailwinds to benefit. Historically, a rebound in domestic demand is also linked to greater demand for commodities and the rise in commodity prices. So, positive on beneficiaries of higher commodity prices too.
Okay, great. Sounds like we are indeed positive on China. So how do we think that the Chinese growth and recovery is going to spill over to the rest of Asia?
It will benefit through a recovery in goods demand in China, though to a lesser extent as compared to previous cycles, as the Chinese government is unlikely to provide very strong stimulus. As such, our preference is for quality markets like the Singapore equities market that is supported by attractive dividends.
Well, thanks very much, Lim Rin. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Great insights as always. Well, everyone, here we are at the end of the episode. Thanks for being with us. If you like what you have heard, please subscribe to our show on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Catch you guys next time.
Disclaimer: this advertisement has not been reviewed by the Monetary Authority of Singapore. This is for information only and is not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation. Information is subject to change without notice and is not to be relied on as advice. Investments are not guaranteed and are subject to investment risks. For more information, please visit www.lionglobalinvestors.com.